In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Earl Voorhees, ag engineer with USDA ARS. This is cut one, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
A good example would be corn and cotton. If you got it half and half of the field, well, that's easy to manage with a pivot. But say it's 2/3 corn and 1/3 cotton. Well, that's a different story. You know, the corn's probably going to need water sooner. And especially if instead of cotton, it's wheat beans. You don't want to be watering the wheat when you need to be getting it dry and ready to harvest, but you need to be watering that corn. So, you know, the site-specific management lets us fine-tune that a little bit better than what we can do with just conventional systems.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
We can improve our management decisions. We don't have to wait on a wet spot to dry before we can start watering the whole field. If we don't have areas that are stressed from drought and other areas that are stressed from standing water, then there's less potential for disease out in the field. Of course, one of the big things we'd always like to see is increasing yields, but you got to keep in mind, and we had an earlier talk on the subject, the economics aren't just talking about increasing yield. If we can make the same yield and lower our cost, well, then we've still come out ahead.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
The potential for lightning damage. We've got a lot of electronics and we've got it hanging on a piece of steel out in the middle of a field. So if there's a lightning storm, there's a possibility that it's going to hit our electronics and cost us some repairs from that. Another thing, it's new technology. So you can't just go down to the co-op and ask them what you need to do when there's a problem with it. There's not a lot of people around that have any experience with it and can advise you on how to use it. It's a fairly steep learning curve.